For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness, and welcome to the Minnesota Vikings, Carson Wentz.
Wentz back to pass, throws over the middle, caught. It is Josh Oliver. Touchdown! The Minnesota Vikings streak down the field on the undefeated Bengals and take a 6-0 lead, led by Carson Wentz.
Paul Allen with the call on the Vikings radio network. Wentz, a pair of touchdowns and 173 yards passing, comes in his Vikings debut, helps Minnesota to a 48-10 victory. But even he agrees, Isaiah Rodgers was the star of this show, scoring a pair of defensive touchdowns.
It's terrific. I mean, for a while there, I don't think we were on the field and we scored a couple of touchdowns. I didn't have to do anything. That's great. Nobody's ever seen a performance like that. So that makes it real nice early in a game like that to settle in, especially after we already kind of did go down and score, to see them do that. Our defense is pretty nasty.
The Lynx took a 1-0 series lead in the WNBA semifinals with an 82-69 win over the Mercury that was last night. Bridget Carlton, 5 points.
I was ready in the second half to take advantage when I had the opportunity, and I'm always ready to knock down a big shot, and Courtney found me in transition for that three to kind of put it away, but I'm always ready to step into those moments. I think everyone on our team is ready to hit those big shots, and it's someone's turn every single night, so it's just a lot of fun playing in Target Center and feeling that energy and going on a run like that.
The Twins finished their home schedule with a 6-2 win over the Guardians.
Great way to end things for all the fans that are here right now watching us play our last home game. The drama was there. It was an enjoyable game. We had a big moment with Royce obviously coming through, making it happen.
That's Rocco Baldelli. The Saints dropped their finale in Memphis. The Wild beat the Jets in overtime on the road to open their preseason schedule. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.